Welcome back to the Boss Lab.
Okay, so before we actually hop into this, you guys, I apologize if I'm talking fast. You guys, I'm actually kind of sick. Like, I'm in denial about being sick. Okay, so I'm going to power through this, but I felt moved to actually make this. And I know, like, a lot of times I feel, like, very passionate about something, but I do believe in signs, you guys, and I can't keep ignoring the signs that I get. So, for those of you who don't know, today is February 5th. We just came back from the Super Bowl weekend, and the whole entire weekend I was presented with sign after sign that says something like this needs to be done or needs to be created for people who are actually in network marketing. So network marketing gets a lot of bad publicity because a lot of people go into debt with network marketing companies, and a lot of people burn friendships and relationships due to their network marketing company. And it's not supposed to be like that, at least not with a legit company. And I see a lot of people jumping from company to company, but I've seen some people go from 6 and 7 different companies in like 4 months, you guys. And so I've also had people reach out to me like, Natalie, can you help me? And one thing that I find is common is a lot of people are not doing their research. So this is not to like bash you for not doing your research. I actually applaud you for just taking the leap. I seriously do, right? Like, some people do so much research that they don't do anything. Like, so I applaud you for taking that step. However, understand that you can make money in network marketing, but the first step is to understand how to make money in that specific network marketing company. Not every company is the same, okay? So I actually sat down and I created at least 10 different questions for you. And this is for anybody who's already in an opportunity, who is considering one, and who, you know, maybe you have a friend or something, right? So this is going to actually help you make the most of your actual experience. So when I got into the industry, you guys, I can tell you for a fact, I didn't get into it to lose money. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to have the same mentality as a couple of people out there, but I didn't get into it to lose money. So I'm always going to be thinking about how to make money. Like, even with people who I personally coach and mentor and train and develop, I always strive to get their money back, to get their investment back. Okay. So let's just hop into these questions. So the first thing is first, this seems like an obvious question to me, and I know this is probably going to be lower down on somebody else's totem pole, but have you personally tried the products, right? So I know your friend just came to you. They're so happy. They're so excited. They're, oh my God, you can't believe it. This is ground floor opportunity. So you jump into this opportunity without actually trying the products. And now because you have not tried the products, guess what? You don't really know what to say about the products, right? And then there's also this part where this is how a lot of people mess up relationships is people buy into you, right? In any type of sales business, people buy into you. They know, like, and trust you. So now you're presenting this product or this business to your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you actually know. And then when they get, you know, a negative experience with it, when you join a different company, guess what? They don't want to deal with it anymore because you already burned that relationship. The fact that you went to them with something that you personally haven't even tried, they lost a lot of trust in you, right? It kind of made them feel like they were just a number, that you didn't actually care about them. So the first thing that you want to do is make sure that you can confidently stand behind the products. I don't care what celebrity, I don't care what non-celebrity, some random stranger on the internet, I don't care what they said about how great the product is, right? Your friends want to know from you. They know you. They don't care about that random person, okay? If they did, they would probably go purchase from that random person, all right? Number two, are the products consumable or are they more of a novelty? So by consumable, how likely are people to repurchase these products, right? Because as consumers, you guys, we go through products on a daily basis. Think about like toilet tissue. We use toilet tissue every single day. Or think about like dish detergent, or think about shampoo or conditioner. There's things that we use every single day or every week or even monthly, right? So we have to repurchase those. Or is the product more of a novelty where people may only buy it for a special occasion, right? That's going to be the difference between you constantly focusing on gaining new customers or trying to convince customers to repurchase versus somebody who sees the benefit of the product and will continue to purchase it because now it's become a necessity to them, right? Is it a new or an established company? Now, both companies have a risk. Any type of business has a risk, right? But what you need to real or need to consider is how new is the company? Because as there is a saying, you guys, that most businesses fail within their very first 5 years, right? But then that's also stable companies who fail because they fail to adjust with times. Just look at Toys R Us and things like that. So you want to make sure you see where that company is and see where they're actually headed. And this can actually change how you communicate with people. Are you going to be the new and exciting? Are you going to be the stable and trusted? Just kind of depends. Also, you want to ask, what are the requirements to become active or to become commission qualified? How much do you need to work? What are the sales requirements? Do you actually need to recruit people in order to become commission qualified? What exactly do you need to do to make sure that you're actually earning money? Okay. Now, piggybacking off of that, what are the requirements to remain active? So, with many opportunities, there's like an inactive period where it's pretty much like you pause, like you're no longer actively working the business. So, what time does the company consider you to be inactive? Is it after a certain amount of months, or is it because of low sales? What do you need to do to actually remain active in that company? And if you fall into the inactive status, how do you reactivate your account? Do you need to pay more, or is there a discounted fee, or do you have to wait a certain time period? Now, you also have to think about it in terms of, does the company have a non-compete or like a conflict of interest clause? There are some companies that do have this where they don't really want you to market their products and market another company's products. And I know at first it kind of seems like, a little limiting, but if you think about it, it is a business. And even from a legal standpoint, a lot of businesses don't want their business to be associated with another business, right? Like if that business gets sued and it looks like they're associated with that other business, that could cause them legal problems. Also, at the same time, a lot of companies offer a lot of the same things. So how can you properly represent each company and without showing favoritism or without saying something negative about the other? So you have to think about the conflict of interest there. Now, not all companies have a conflict of interest clause, but there are some that are a little bit more strict. So you need to know this. So if you are already in a company and you're thinking about just picking up another company, as they say, you want to think about whether or not that company wants or actually allows for you to affiliate with another company, which may be seen as that company being affiliated with it. All right. Now, let's talk about how you can really try to be successful in this actual company. You have to think about the shopping habits of your current circle, your current friends, family, and relatives, right? How likely are they to purchase from you? And if they're not likely to purchase from you, are you going to be willing to go out and find people who will? So we all have like shopping preferences, right? There's going to be the person who is the bargain shopper. There's going to be the person that buys based off of brand loyalty. There's going to be the person who buys it only with a celebrity endorsement. There's going to be the person who just wants the convenience, the best bang for your buck. So, what type of audience do you already have, and how likely are they going to be to purchase the product? So, it can go either way, you guys. If you have friends that are very brand conscious and loyal to actual brands, suggesting any other type of products to them may not work. Or if you have friends that only want products that are expensive because they associate expensive with quality and your product is lower cost, it may not work. Or if you have a lower cost item and or if you have a higher cost item and your friends are more of the bargain shoppers, it may not work. So you're gonna have, instead of trying to convince them that they want something that they truly don't want, you have to then go out and actually find people who will, right? So you need to know what your friends and family are like. What type of buyers or shoppers are they? Okay. And then if you have to go out and find new people, you know that this is going to actually take time. So don't just think about yourself as the shopper, but you have to think about who do you have around you, right? Like what's in your close circle. So instead of saying nobody wants this, it just may be possible that you did not align with a company that would your friends and family would have been a little bit more receptive to, right? It's not nobody wants it. It's just your current circle doesn't, all right? Now, you also have to figure out who is responsible for shipping to your customers. There are some companies, you guys, who actually ship to the consultant, and then the consultant has to ship to the actual customer, which is an additional expense on the consultant's behalf. Or does the company ship directly to the customer? All right. Now, kind of going back to what I said about the non-compete, you have to think about, does the company have any rules against online advertising? There are some companies who endorse it and want you to become more of like a social influencer. And then there are some companies who want to protect their name, and because there are some people who unfortunately have bad advertising habits. So there are some companies that don't really want you to broadcast their name on social media. So you have to figure out, how does that company want you to actually operate? And does that fit with your actual personality? Does it fit with your skill set? Okay. Now you have to think, how does the company want you to sell the products? Is it a party plan company, right? If so, do you have the time and or personality to do parties? So if it's a party plan company, whether it be online or whether it be face-to-face, will you take time out to do that? Also, do you really have the personality? Like, let's face it, not all of us are the bubbly, outgoing types, right? And not all of us want to do parties, okay? There are the introverts, right? There's some ambiverts too, but not everyone is an extrovert, okay? So you have to think, does your personality really fit that? Because if not, then you may do it once, but what's the likelihood of you to actually repeat it? And as we know, success comes from repetition. It's not just from doing things once, but you have to constantly do it, you guys. Then what happens if you do not meet those requirements? Does the company automatically cancel out your account, or do you miss the commission because you missed a certain requirement? So you need to figure this out. And then last but certainly not least, you guys, it is important, it is imperative to understand that with network marketing, there is pretty much zero barrier to entry as long as you're a legal consenting adult in the U.S., meaning that anybody can get in, which is a catch-22, right? It gives people an opportunity who may not have been able to gain an opportunity, right? So you don't have to have a master's degree to get into network marketing. But now the downside of it is there are also going to be a lot of unqualified people. And so what you're going to see is unqualified people bringing unqualified people in, and then they're lacking the skill set. So you have to now ask, what type of training, tools, and resources does the company actually give you to help you obtain that skill set in order to master their compensation plan? And if they don't give you the training, where are you going to get it? Are you going to be willing to go out and get it? Because there are a lot of training. There's a lot of training out there on the internet now, but are you going to be willing to take that extra step? Or does the company have training systems and tools for you to actually plug into so that it doesn't matter the level of experience that you have, as long as you use the tools that they give you, you can actually succeed? So those are some questions that you need to be asking each and every single time. All right. Now you also need to ask, what are the fees, you guys? So there are free opportunities. There are paid opportunities. Now I'm seeing a lot of riffraff about a certain new company that just started, and oh my God, it's a free opportunity. What they don't tell you is that the opportunity does have a website fee. So you need to know whether or not the company have website fees. Do they have membership fees? Do they have an annual membership fee? Do they have a monthly fee of any sort? Do they have auto shipment, right? Auto shipment in terms of, do they require consultants to agree to pay for X amount each month or every 3 months, right? Are there any type of requirements, financial requirements at least, that you would be required to pay for? Because you guys, this is all going to cut into how much money you're making, and I'm not knocking those opportunities, but this is what you need to understand. So when you start to set your goals, so now you can start to decide how much money do you, or how much money or how many sales do you need in order to offset those business expenses and then start to create profit. So you have to sit down and you have to think about all of that. And if somebody is trying to sponsor you or recruit you into an opportunity, you need to be asking them those type of questions. And if they can't get those answers for you, Right? They need to point you in the direction of someone who can. All right. So, because like I see a lot of, and I don't want to say the blind leading the blind, but that's usually what it is. People recruiting people and like nobody's making money because nobody understands how to make money. And a lot of these companies, you don't get paid strictly for just recruiting people. Right. So you want to make sure that you are setting people up for a higher chance of success. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you're looking at these things. Look at all types of fees that are associated with, look at all the type of requirements, right? And then look to see what actually is going to consider or be qualified as a commission qualified representative or consultant. Each company has a different term, but these are some things that you want to actually look at, you guys. All right. So I hope that helped you look. Like I said, there's so much potential in this actual industry, but also there's a great lack of information as well as misinformation. So when you can actually have this information in your hands, have it in writing or something like that, it just kind of helps you set goals so that way you can actually maximize the compensation plan. So I hope that helped you guys. Catch you on the next one. Thanks so much for checking out the latest episode of The Boss Lab. If you found any type of value, be sure to share it with your friends, family, and team members, as well as follow me on social media or my blog, which is chicagosnatalie.com. Catch you guys on the next one. Be blessed.